absolutely offended.
I don't want to say the whole thing.
You're like, that's it, that's all I know. Welcome back to A Coffee and a Cry. We hope you're listening to us on Spotify. It's our new intro.
This is the podcast where you can find awesome rhymes and other things.
Yeah.
Other
such things. We're thinking about doing one every single week.
Yeah.
That's our first one. It might just stay the same because we're really, really not like creative, even though we're creative writers.
Spotify's good. Good start.
So this topic for our topic for this week, we've decided, because we've only got, do you know what, me and Shalika. Oh, by the way, we've got a guest star today that we'd like to introduce you to. Is it a drum roll?
Yeah, I wonder who it's going to be.
So, joining us today is Shalika.
Hi, everyone.
Because our topic this week is planning for a life after uni.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I am planning on living with Shalika.
Is this how you're asking her
right now, live on the podcast now. But me and Shalika counted this morning, and we have 55 days left of uni.
Oh, come on.
Wow, really? What, until like our last deadline?
Yeah.
That's horrific.
We still have to graduate and everything.
What are we going
to
do?
This whole podcast is just us, like...
Having a breakdown.
Yeah, having a breakdown. That's what we're going to do.
Great. Well, I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good topic.
Yeah. So my future plans, hopefully... Like, obviously, these are all just plans at this moment in time, because nothing is certain. So at the moment, we're all studying... Well, me and Katie are studying media and creative writing.
Indeed.
And Shalika's studying journalism. And after university, which in 55 days' time, when it's finished, we're planning on moving to Brighton. And
I'm not, but
no, you're
guys
not.
Are.
Me and Shalika are.
Yeah.
We're planning on moving to Brighton and working in basically the art capital of England, really.
Wow, what a claim. Is that like.
Oh, yeah, that's what they call it.
Really?
Yeah. It's the gay capital.
It's the gay capital, which is makes it, by that definition, probably one of the coolest places to live.
Yeah, definitely. It's very, very cool. But we're planning on moving there. We haven't really, again, like when you're planning to move, like leave uni, I don't know if you're finding this, everything is so uncertain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every single thing. I know that sounds stupid, because obviously in life, like, most things are uncertain. And, like, when you're, like, moving, more things become uncertain.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're leaving uni, you're so coast, and you're being told to take the next step, but you physically can't.
Yeah, it's very
and
much
it's so
like,
weird.
You have to kind of, it feels like you have to make such definite decisions. I mean, realistically, you don't.
Yeah.
But we're at that point where they're like, so what are you going to do after graduation? And it
and
feels
like
you have to have an answer. And it's like, I've got absolutely no idea.
And you're like, I don't even know if I'm going to graduate.
That's me all the time. Like, when we first started third year, they started talking about the grad show, and we're like, we haven't even begun third year yet. Like, why? Like, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this year, let alone be part of the grad show.
Ridiculous. So what are you planning to do? I know, but tell them.
Okay, well, my entire, like, future plans are based on the fact that I'm getting married in November, which is great. I mean, planning a wedding whilst in third year has its its own little, you know, struggles. But yeah, my entire like future, I guess, is based on that happening and then trying to build a life from there. So for me, after uni, what I'm trying to do is trying to find somewhere to live. I mean, I've got to go back home. That's the problem. I've got to do what everyone hates to do. I've got to go back home for a little bit, like, for the summer, and then find somewhere to live. But what's coming off the, you know, it's terrifying, is the fact that me and Jack are looking for somewhere to live on, like, the west side of London, and we're actually basing it off the fact that there's going to be the Queen Elizabeth Tube Line, hopefully opening in December.
We have no idea what that, well, I don't.
So there's, a new tube line being opened, and it's running, like, east to west, or west to east. Right through London. It's just another tube line. It's called the Queen Elizabeth. It's going to be purple on the map.
Wow.
But
purple's
like,
not already taken.
No, I know. But like, it runs like west to east and back again. And it's sort of like, it goes a little bit further out. It goes like from Reading, I think.
Okay.
And so it's like a good
that
line.
Means
yeah, it's a good line to get straight into town. And so because we want to live on the west side, we're literally basing where we're looking at flats on the fact that this tube line is going to open, hopefully, in December of this year. Realistically, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen like that swiftly. But, you know, that's, like, to make something already fairly sort of unpredictable even more unpredictable, base it on the fact that it's like a tube line has to open on time. Like, I don't think it's going to open. They haven't built half the stations yet, apparently.
I have a question for both of you, basically. I'll start with Shalika. It's the same question. What are you most looking forward to, like, with moving out of the student house? I already have a definite answer. What are you most looking forward to?
Probably not living with so many people. Living with
living with boys
is not something I enjoy.
Wouldn't recommend.
Boys are messy and disgusting. I just don't like it.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Is probably what I'm
most looking forward to. What are you looking forward to?
I think because I live alone at the moment, so I don't have the boy problem really. But I think I'm looking forward to just having a new high street. Like, that sounds really, like, almost kind of stupid, but, like, because I've lived in my parents' house, I literally was, like, they moved in, like, 3 months before I was born, so I've always been in Upminster. Then I moved to Farnham, and I've been in Farnham for 4 years, so to literally have a brand new high street, new set of shops, a different Starbucks, you know, like, all of that, and, like, discover a brand
new
town.
New Starbucks baristas.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, get someone else to learn my regular order. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to. It's just finding new things, like finding the new best coffee shop and the new best charity shop and all of that.
Yeah.
I think that's most fun, is like discovering new places.
Mine leads into our next section.
Oh, go on. What is it?
My thing I'm looking forward to the most, I'd say, is a new kitchen. We're the student house. With every single student house, every single one, the kitchen is fine, it's functional, but it's used.
Yeah, that's about it. It's fine and functional.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that, obviously, me and Shalika, we aren't looking for anywhere, like, obviously, first hand. We're not looking for, like, a new build. No. But I'm excited to have a kitchen that I know is our kitchen. Like, I can make changes to it. Like, we have, like, a thing that I want to stick on the wall so you can put the knives on it, like a magnetic thing, which we can't do because it's a student house.
Yeah.
And, like, we have, like, cookbooks on the side, which I would love to put on a shelf, but we can't put a shelf up because it's a student house. Like, stuff like that. I would like to be in a more long-term contract where I can do stuff. And I'm looking forward to a kitchen.
I think it'd be nice, like, what I really like about sort of, you know, window shopping for flats at the moment is looking at flats based on the kitchen, because obviously as a student you only care about your bedroom because you're sharing, like, your bedroom is your own space, but, like, when you're moving on your own, like, the kitchen and living room, that's where you're going to live most of your life, and so it's like that, like, finding someone that's got that, that's nice. Yeah, completely agree.
Okay, so what I'm reading this week, well, I'm not technically reading, I don't really know what I've been perusing this week.
Browsing.
Just flipping through.
Both of our books are quite browsy. So
yes. I've been browsing through my Wagga Mama cookbook because me and Shalika's favourite meal in the whole entire world, one of them, is katsu curry.
Yeah,
Wagga Mama's katsu curry.
Love katsu curry.
So basically, I purchased a Wagga Mama. Did we purchase this together?
No, I think you got it.
I think I got it. Well, basically, originally, at the beginning of this year, obviously me and Shalika arranged that we were going to live together, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, We'll live together, just me and her, like, you know, it'd be great. So I was like, and I saw this Wagamama cookbook for sale, and I was like, this will be
calling me.
Excellent. So, I haven't actually tried anything from it, because obviously I know how to make katsu curry anyway.
Yeah.
And I feel like their recipe does it good, but it's very similar to what I do anyway.
Mm.
But I want to learn how to make yakisoba.
Oh my God.
I want to learn how to make dumplings. Like, they have to how to make dumplings from hand.
Dumplings.
And, like, by hand, everything like that, and that'd be so good. So that's why I'm excited about my kitchen, I feel. I'm getting excited about the kitchen because I keep reading all these cookbooks.
Yeah, it does, like, but when I was in first year at uni, I had a huge kitchen. I was really lucky in the fact that I was sharing with 7 other people, they gave us a massive kitchen. And it made me want to cook loads.
Yeah.
And then I moved from house to a tiny little...
That kitchen was tiny.
Fine, but functional kitchen.
Mm.
I hated cooking. So yeah, to have a lovely kitchen and start cooking.
What are you reading?
Well, my sort of browsing book is very much like a coffee table kind of book. Because I got it for Jack for Valentine's Day this year. With the... Like, although, yes, maybe would actually use it and read it, but also purely because it looks nice and I want it to sit on my coffee table. But it's Lonely Planet's epic road trip book. Because Jack and I tend to, when we go on holiday, we always have to rent a car. Wherever we go, we always rent a car because we're not the type of people to be able to just stay in one place. And it looked really cool, like his kind of thing. We go and pick a few road trips in Europe. They have some in the States and stuff as well, but... There are lots in Ireland, which is quite a nice idea to go.
But how far would it be to, like, drive? So that's a stupid question.
Well, no, so it's like in categories. So it's got like an easy road trip that's like not that long, probably a couple hours, and then it's got like a medium one, and then it's got epic if you want to spend.
And that's like Ireland.
Well, no, that's like the epic ones are in like South Africa and things like that. And
crazy.
I think there's one in Scotland that I'm pretty sure me and my parents have actually driven before because it's just like this really dangerous road. And like, you know, there's ones along like the Swiss Alps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, as well as it being kind of like a cool, you know, maybe one day we'll do this bucket list type book, it's also really pretty. Like, it's a nice big,
and it would look nice. It would look nice in your new, in a new house after uni. It would look nice in your coffee table.
Oh yeah, it's sort of like, oh look, we travel, have a little browse of our like epic road trip book that we've done none of the road trips for yet, but we will one day. Okay. So yeah, definitely. It's type of book. Like, I feel like everyone needs like a stack of books that they put specifically on a coffee table to look nice.
Yeah,
it's always nice.
But doesn't that lead into something that you did this week that definitely would consider, you would consider one of your weekly favourites?
Yeah, well, basically, we went to the ceramic cafe and I was painting something for my mum for Mother's Day and I was like, oh, I want to paint something else. So I got a monkey.
That's good, yeah.
A monkey, obviously.
No, but it was the funniest thing. It was the funniest thing I painted, because she'd already painted a dove, didn't you?
Yeah, a dove for my mum.
It was like really pretty. And how many colours did you use on the dove?
Like three.
Or four, yeah. And you decorated the wings, didn't you? Yeah, because I wanted to be different. And what colour did you paint the monkey?
Brown?
But didn't you paint it all one colour? Because you were so done at that point.
No, I painted two colours. I was going to paint it one, and you told me no, I painted more than one.
Yeah, because
you were... Besides the point, anyway, I painted the monkey two different colours, and it had blue eyes. And it's really cute, and it'll look nice on our coffee table.
On the table so that pretty. You bought, right?
Oh my god.
We literally were going to put this in here, but I know I'd already like, talked about it.
We talked about it in a previous podcast, the table that you bought. But yeah, we'd go with that.
It's going to look really
nice
on
our table.
Yeah, on our coffee table. But we've started doing this thing where I have this folder. This isn't my weekly, it's going to lead into my weekly favourites, but I was going to put this in my weekly favourite, but I didn't. But we've started planning our, like, stuff out now. We want to like plan like house viewings and stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had like a planner and stuff. But last night I had a phone call with one of my best friends, which is my weekly favorite. Was my phone call, because we talked for literally 3 hours last night. Like literally, I just called her. No, she called me about something she needed done, and then and then we just spoke for like 3 hours. But we were like planning out every single thing, and she said the funniest thing to me. She lives in Torquay, which is obviously by the sea, and she called me and she was like, I was like, oh yeah, I moved into Brighton, blah, 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 even though she already knew we moved to Brighton. Mm-hmm. She went to me, she was like, oh, that's by the sea, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, we'll be close by each other then. And I'm like, no. I was like, it's like still 5 hours away.
I'm moving to Hawaii, that's by the sea, right?
I was like, we're still by the sea, so like, it's still like, you know. But that was lovely, because I had a phone call with her, and it's always nice to catch up with her. We tried to make time for each other every month to call, but I just found that so funny.
That's very good of you to make time each month. Like, yeah. I don't talk to my friends for
months
at a time.
Friends are important, and also, like, it really irritates me when, like, my friends are flaky, so I try not to be a flaky friend, so I always call her, and I'm always like, I will call you at this time on this day, and she's like, okay. I'm like, you're not allowed to do anything. And, like, that is it. That's in my diary. That is the time I'm calling you. And I called her 10 minutes early yesterday, and she was like, hello.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my weekly favourite, because although it doesn't sound like it's anything to do with planning my life after uni, I did talk to her a lot about where I'm going and what I'm doing, and it made me feel better, because I was passing on my worries to her, and she obviously is living by herself already.
Yeah.
And she's not in uni, well, she is at uni now, but she started off not, she's lived by herself for 2 years before uni.
Right.
So she's like doing her own thing. She's like, it's fine, it'll be fine, everything will work out. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I do it myself, and she was like, I do it myself, and I'm an idiot, so that's fine. And I was like, no, you're not, you're at uni now. But yeah, so what's your weekly favourite?
My weekly favourite is very little. I mean, it has somewhat to do with the fact that I have no food in my house at the moment. But I really dabbled with the idea this week of becoming vegan. And I have, like, it's all purely based on the fact that I've run out of food, and I need to go shopping. I was like, what if I just bought all vegan food, like not buy any meat or milk. I mean, I don't drink milk anyway, but you know, I thought maybe I could do that as like a sort of a little bit of a mini cleanse in the middle of the uni madness. But like, yeah, no, it's nothing to do with living alone, because I know that when me and Jack live together, there's no way he'll let me be a vegan. because it's just too much effort. But like, you know, I wrote it down because I thought it'd be a good thing to talk about, because I have no idea really what it entails. And if there's anyone out there that could give me advice, that'd be great.
I found out the other day that this sounds stupid, this is to do with veganism. Mm. But I found out, I didn't find out the other day, I worked out the other day using my brain, that vegans can't eat mayo. I know it sounds stupid, I know you don't like mayo, so it doesn't really matter. But like, because mayo's made out of eggs.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Like, I just get mayo with like things all the time when you think about it.
Wait, can vegans have ketchup and like barbecue sauce?
They can have ketchup, they can probably have barbecue sauce, come back with something in it. Oh. No, yeah, if it doesn't have honey in it.
Yeah.
So can't have
honey. Wait, you can't have honey?
Yeah, because bees make it.
But they're not killing it's not a killing thing. See, I have no idea
it's
how
to do
this.
It's taking stuff from animals without consent.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about
how
much...
No, Mr. Bee.
Please, yeah. Honey. But I was just thinking about how much I love salad and how much I miss eating salad.
Yeah, but you also like chicken with your salad.
Yeah, but I could quite easily not have chicken with salad. Or have
corn. Or you could also quite easily have chicken with... Corn is not nice.
No, I like corn.
I don't like corn.
I don't like the chicken, like, when you have it on its own and it's very much like, this is trying really hard to be chicken, but it's clearly not. That's not so good. But when you have, like, the mince, like, in a spag bowl, you would not know the difference.
Yeah. That's
so good. So, yeah, that's my weekly favourite.
Yeah, that's a weekly favourite.
Is just the idea of maybe possibly becoming a vegan. Yeah.
Yeah. But this leads us perfectly onto our weekly annoyances.
Oh, man.
Because, right, okay, so this is obviously nothing to do with veganism, but I'm going to tell you what's really, really annoying me this week. Okay, so job applications are really annoying me this week. I am the kind of person that, like, I'm very impatient as an individual. Mm. So, like, I sent out millions of job applications because they don't reply to me within the first 10 minutes. So I just keep applying to other ones. And then they'll all come up at the same time. And then they all want me to go in for an interview. And I'm like, I can't do any of these.
And I cancel all of them.
I literally cancel all of them. But what's really, really annoying me this week is the fact that, again, these exactly into planning my life after uni. Because I want to take these jobs. But I can't, because they're careers.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for a job, yeah, because I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's like really, really interesting jobs. Like, there was one in pet rescue, which obviously I want to get first aid pet trained for and stuff like that I would love to do, but it's a career.
Yeah.
And my career has to be something in Brighton, which again, I can't look in Brighton because I'm not moved there yet.
Yeah, and you're not moving until September. So you've got like a while of sort of this in between phase.
Yeah, so I need a job, but I also don't, like, all the like little retailer jobs and stuff are fine, and I would love to do one, like, just like, you know, like a chill retail job. Mm. But they want you to do hours, but you can't do because you're a student.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you're not a student, all the jobs are going to be taken because it's going to be summer.
Yeah.
And then I'm moving to Brighton, which I want a job in Brighton, but I can't apply for jobs in Brighton because I'm here.
Struggle.
It's a nightmare. So that's literally, each week is having a similar, this is definitely your weekly annoyance.
Yeah. Well, I got an interview on Monday for some place in Farnham, but I currently have a job now, which I've only been there for like a month. But
tell the whole story. Like, where did you work before? Yeah, so at the moment you work in Paper Chase, don't you?
I work in Paper Chase, and I've been there for probably like just over a month. And they're really nice. I like Paper Chase. People are cool. Everything's fine. But I've heard some like stuff about Paper Chase, which is kind of making me feel like, oh, I should probably look for somewhere else. So then I got this interview on Monday in Elphick from Farnham, which I'm going to go to because they pay more than Paper Chase.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like, I just started, so if I was to leave,
yeah,
then I don't want them to be like, oh, she kind of
left. So
it's not
really an annoyance, it's like a weekly like conflict.
Yeah. So it's just
but
like,
they took so long to get back to you though, didn't they?
Yeah, they took so long, but like I said, I always go to a place with more money. And it's in Farnham, so I don't have to actually travel.
Yeah.
Because I work in Woking currently.
She's saving money.
So I
think she
can just work, and save money.
Yeah,
and stuff, so.
That is annoying.
That's a problem for
me. But like, you worked at House of Fraser, did you say that?
Mm-hmm. You still work at House of Fraser, but then
House of Fraser is
But I'm worried that Elphix is going to be very similar to House of Fraser.
No.
It's a department store.
No, but House of Fraser has got its own issues.
House of Fraser.
Like, you know, like places like, places like Elphix will be okay because they're slightly more independent and they probably get so much money from the people in this town. But it won't be like a similar sort of thing to House of Fraser because that's new management and being bought out and then bust.
I was looking at your weekly annoyances. We have a good doc because we're professionals. But your bad back, is that from London?
I have no idea. I know, I've had bad back for almost a year
now.
You
suffer from a bad back too?
Yeah, for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
It's a pain in my butt.
It is. It's so annoying. Like, I got it when, I don't know when it came. I used to think I got it from when I was driving. And I was sitting, like, if I sat in an awkward position for a long time whilst driving, I'd get, like, a real bad pain in my back. And then when I went to Canada last year and I was working with kids and I had to, like, be active all the time, it got loads worse. But then whatever in here is bad back, can do nothing about it because you can't. It's like having, you just have to have a bad back. Yeah. Like, I got those, like, heat packs and things, did nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And actually, I've written on there as well, laying down hurts. It does hurt to lie down in my bed, but then I realise, actually,
but this is bad.
Well, this is the thing that I'm going to do when I have my new place in after university, is I have a great mattress here. No, wait, I have a terrible mattress here, but really good pillows. And then in my parents' house, I have a great mattress, but really bad pillows. And so when I have my own place, I'm going to combine the two and have a nice mattress and nice pillows. That's good. Shocker. Who would have thought that that would be a good idea to have a good night's sleep?
Have you thought about seeing someone about it?
I mean,
Because you see someone, didn't you?
Yeah, I had physiotherapy and x-rays.
Did you have to pay for it?
And cream, like some like cream. No, I got it for free. Because the doctor referred me, so I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, maybe you should do that then.
I should. I remember watching a Jenna Marbles video where she says about being an adult and like one thing is making your day a bit better or living life on the edge or something like that, and she was saying, you know, just replace your pillow. Like, that's such a nice way to have such better quality of sleep and just being happier when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Is the fact that you have a really nice pillow. So I'm really like tempted to buy a new pillow.
But talking of furniture, it leads us into our news to us section.
Something happened in the news this week. Something scary or something bleak. We're gonna talk about it. What's the fuss? At the end of the day, it's news to us.
Okay, so you can talk through this because you found the information.
I did. I went back to, was it Good? Is it Good News?
Good News Network.
Good News Network. And I went on there to try and find something good. Yes, it says there, goodnewsnetwork.org. But I saw a thing about IKEA, because I love IKEA, and it's the best place ever.
You're registering there for your wedding, aren't
you? Yes, oh my gosh. So yeah, I don't necessarily need anything, I just want to build loads of flat pack stuff. But anyway, IKEA is offering 3D printable furniture attachments for people with special needs, and they had a video on there. Various people with,
Sarah Palsy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And obviously they find it hard to, you know, open cupboards or turn lights on and things. And so IKEA have made little, just 3D printed, like real basic stuff. It's only, you know, like a slightly bigger handle that you can attach onto cupboards and things.
But so it makes all the difference.
So that these people can become much more independent in their own homes. And it's just sort of like, that is, I mean, 3D printing has been around for a while now. And I feel like everyone's like, this is going to revolutionise the world, but we're not quite sure how. And this is a great way of how it's like, this makes complete sense to be printing these things in, like, big quantities, because there are lots of people that would love to have these attachments.
Yeah, that's
and I was like, this is such a good thing, like, you know.
Whatever helps people, like, disabled people feel that they can live alone is excellent, because honestly, like, it must be the worst thing in the world to not have the opportunity to live by yourself. And I think IKEA is one of the best places to do that as well, because they do manufacture stuff really, really cheap.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that, like, buying disabled bathtubs, like, and stuff like that, like, stuff to help you out with bathtubs is really expensive because they can charge that amount.
Yeah, because they know people need it.
Yeah, and it's a specialised object. Yeah. Like, IKEA did. Did you manage to look at the prices for it?
No, it's free. It's free stuff.
Oh my god, that's really
attachment. So it's like an attachment onto.
So you buy the product.
Yeah, so there'd be like a lamp that's got like a really little switch or something that's like difficult for someone to switch on. So they have an attachment that basically makes the switch bigger.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, it accommodates what makes it easier for them to turn their light on, which is really cool. It's completely free.
That's so cute.
But, like, yeah, you're so right about the fact that it's specialist equipment, because they know people need it, they then whack the prices up.
It
seems just ethically immoral, like, the fact that these people need this.
Yeah.
But, no, I thought that was a really nice thing, and they had, like, their phrase or, like, their slogan for it was about, you know, it was, like, making everyone's home the same, like making your home the same as their home.
That's
like,
so sweet.
It's not, it doesn't need to be this, you know, big deal. It's just, I love, and the fact that they're doing it free, really quick, simple stuff.
I highly recommend that Good News Network site.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Look at it every morning. And when I wake up, like, you know how, like, you wake up and you roll over in bed and you go through your phone?
And you're like, why am I alive? The world is such a horrible place.
Like, literally, I'll go through, this is my routine, I'll go through Instagram, I'll go through Facebook really quick because I hate Facebook. And then I'll go to our Good News Network.
Yeah.
Site, because it's so important to fill your morning with good things.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice. And also, lots of the time, it's sort of, you know, nice survivor stories. Like, there was a dog that was found in a pile of rubble after
I saw that. Yeah.
An earthquake and things. Survived. Yeah, and it's, like, sweet.
Did you know they're going to make it illegal now so you can't leave your pets behind during natural disasters?
That's good.
So I mean, find you after you're going to get fined, but also if it, what kind of natural disaster you might not have to be left.
I don't understand why someone would leave.
I would never leave my dog.
How could you do that? Like,
no. Well, any animal, but I couldn't leave my dog.
Yeah, it's like the first thing you'd pick up is your pets, like how you pick up your baby. Like, but anyway.
But also on that website, sorry, I know we're not going to all these different other news stories. Yeah. But there's been the biggest charity donation by an Indian businessman who's donated like something like $3.7 billion to a charity. I didn't read into that. I should have done, really.
But that's cool. Yeah. It is a great website. I was looking on there to try and find something, and I was like, IKEA? Yes. Love IKEA.
Yeah.
They're doing good stuff.
So talking of IKEA, if we go back to IKEA a little bit.
Yes.
That's definitely where I want to purchase most of my furniture when we move out.
Absolutely.
Like 100%. You like IKEA
1,000%. IKEA, I can live there.
Yes, like, mate.
I can just live them. I'm fine. I need to eat.
They have a cafe.
Oh, you just live off
so people. I can eat.
Yeah.
I want to tell the story about my mum because you know she listens to this podcast. It's about her being in IKEA. Hi, mum. Basically, we went to IKEA the other day. And I bought some fake cacti. Not that that's relevant, but it was...
But cacti.
Yeah, and basically, she was... We went to the bed section, and she's like, okay, I really, really need to go to the toilet, so I'll leave you here.
Oh, gosh.
And I'll go. And I was like, okay, so I was with me and my two little brothers. She's like, look after the boys, I'll be like 2 minutes. I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine, mum, you go for it. So I sat on the bed. I sat on the bed and I was like, okay, cool, I will just wait for mum, it's fine. 2 minutes later, she came back, because everyone knows IKEA is in a big circle. Mm-hmm. She came back and she looked at me and she's like, how am I back here? I was like, I don't know, mum. And then she was like, I'm going to go to the toilet. I was like, okay. Then like, another
but she
like,
hadn't found the toilet.
No. 2 minutes went past, she came back around, she's like, why am I back here? And I was like, mum, I don't know. Like, go find the toilet. And then she came back around and she was like, help me. I'm like, you're okay. And then she went up to one of the workers, who's a man, and she went up and she was like, I need the toilet. And he was like, okay.
That's great.
She was like, where is it? And he was like, go past the kid stuff and then you'll find the toilet. And then like another 2 minutes went past and she came back round again and she was like, where's the kid stuff? And I was like, I don't know, mum. So I love IKEA, but if we're gonna go shopping there, we're gonna like need to be like stay together.
Yes.
Because
oh,
I'm
gosh.
Scared.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that was like my honestly favorite idea.
Did she ever find the toilet?
Yeah. You had to escort her there, but you know.
I was like, mum, did she swallow the display one?
Ew. That's so gross.
But yeah, no, I thought that was funny.
I love IKEA. Yeah. There's always that thing where it's like, if you don't think going out to IKEA for a day out, like,
it's fun. You're like,
yeah. Every weekend, my sister texts me saying, "Should we go to IKEA?" I was like, "Yes."
This links us on because I would love to go on a date to IKEA. But for the thing I'm looking forward to this week, me and my other half are going on a date night, or a date day on Saturday, right. And that's what I'm looking forward to this week.
Because you're not going to IKEA though.
We're not going to IKEA. Oh. We are also going on a date. I did say I wanted to go to IKEA, but it's too far from us, really.
Yeah.
And also, I'd want to buy stuff.
Yeah. That is the problem. Is that you? Like, I'm pretty sure that is one of the only places similar to Flying Tiger. Like,
oh, yeah.
Walk in, it's just that type of shop, and I'm just like, oh, I've got to buy something. I don't know what.
Are they all the same person?
No.
I thought they were.
Flying Tiger is from Copenhagen. IKEA is from Sweden.
Where's Copenhagen?
Germany. Or is it Denmark? Oh, gosh, this is so embarrassing.
But, yeah, no, we haven't spent the weekend together in so long because obviously we've both been so busy, so usually the weekend is when, like, we, like, just power from some work. I know it's meant to be the week, but everyone gets tired throughout the week. So we're going on a date day Saturday. We're going to go to Farnborough Air Museum.
Oh, right, the, like, air museum.
Yeah, so we're going to do that, but I did want to go on a date to IKEA.
You've also written bowling on
Monday. Oh, yeah, we're going bowling on Monday evening. A whole group of us are going bowling.
Nice.
And we're excited about it, but I also didn't know if it was happening. So I put it in capitals because I didn't know if it was happening. But it is happening. We saw it.
My thing that I'm looking forward to this weekend is, my best friend / maid of honour is actually coming up because she's going to Switzerland. And I'm driving her to the airport. on Sunday, but she's coming staying at mine for the weekend, and on Saturday we're going wedding dress shopping, more wedding dress shopping. So I would say I'm looking forward to that. I am. I'm more looking forward to just hanging out with her, actually, and just going shopping with her. But yeah,
where are you going wedding dress shopping?
Just locally, Brentwood and somewhere else. I don't know, but just local to my parents' house.
Cool.
But yeah, so it's gonna. And what's good is that this will be the 5th and 6th wedding dress shops I've been to. So I've been to quite a few, and I'm like feeling like I can walk in with like a pitch and be like, this is what I want, this is what I don't
want. Yeah, you kind of
know
this
is my budget.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I turned up like, I have no idea. And it was a bit overwhelming. But now I know what I'm looking for. So that's like good. And I'll have my mum and my maid of honour, so I'll be feeling strong. Whereas before, I had no idea what was going on.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm looking forward to that this weekend, which is weird because I don't often look forward to wedding dress shopping. It's normally a bit stressful.
Yeah,
they'd be good. It'd be fun.
What are you looking for? What are you looking forward to this week?
So mine isn't as fascinating as yours.
No, yours is fascinating. Yours.
Well,
okay.
I did a presentation I think last week, and like I said, I'm not excited. I'm getting my grades back. I'm kind of nervous about it because I'm not a public speaker. And when I talk, I end up speaking really, really fast.
Hey.
So I'm kind of worried that they'll both, because it was two teachers I presented in front of, they'll mark me down for like speaking too fast. I'm like fumbling on my words.
I don't
like,
think they will.
I don't know. I'm really nervous.
Get the grades back this weekend?
Tuesday.
Oh.
So Tuesday, I'm
okay.
Like, oh.
Because
it's like 20% of my final major project, so it's kind of
quite a lot.
So I think I did okay.
You'll be fine.
Another thing I'm looking forward to this week, which includes you, Shalika, is getting your website up together. Because we're creating Shalika a website. Because basically, obviously, I'm a blogger in my spare time, the limited spare time I have. and I want to blog full time after I leave uni, which again, you know, I'm planning my life after uni. I actually have to start these things now. I obviously will need a personal assistant if I'm going to blog full time, which I want to train you, Shalika, to be.
That's me.
Yeah.
That
so
is me.
So we're going to set up your website this week, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I do most of. I can help you with your blog stuff anyway, so
yeah,
it's not gonna be any, yeah, it's natural, it's no different.
Yeah, we're gonna do like a bit of training and stuff. Like, I got the worst, I don't know if I told you, but I can literally, I don't know how long we have left to record, but I literally got the worst email through the other day. I'm not gonna name the company because they're quite a well known company, but I got an email for a company basically saying that they were a new brand. Basically, I emailed them originally asking if they wanted to work together because I noticed they worked with a few of my other blogger friends.
Yeah.
And what they were selling, again, I'm not going to say what it is, what they were selling was something that I have done before, like I've reviewed before. So I thought this would be a great, like, you know, mix. And, you know, they're looking for ambassadors anyway, so I might as well message them. So I messaged them my normal message with my media kit and everything attached. And they replied saying, yeah, we'd love to work with you, blah, 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 blah. Like, it'd be great. We've read your blog. You know what you're doing. And they asked me to pay for the products to review them. They're like, we don't pay for reviews because we feel like they're not honest, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because that is a lot of things, even though the good bloggers are honest. I'm always honest. And I do actually slate products, even if they pay for me. So I don't know if they're like, that's necessarily a good thing. But they were like, oh, we want you to pay for the products. And I was like, no. And then they were like, why? And I was like, and I replied to this email being like, no. And they replied saying, like, why not? And I was like, because if this was a magazine, you wouldn't expect a magazine to pay. It's the same thing. And I have quite a few readers, and it would actually be good for your business if you know. But, and they were like, oh, well, we just don't see, like, this going forward. And I was like, I guess I should have put that as my weekly annoyance. Because it was But yeah, but we're starting the whole blogging, full-time blogging thing.
Yeah.
I want to start that, and we're starting Shalika. Shalika Needles needs a website to promote herself.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So that's another thing we're looking forward to this week, setting that up, because that'd be fun. That'd be another percentage of your grade, really, won't it? Because it has to go
in my portfolio, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. I am excited.
All good things.
All good things. And after that, we'll graduate.
Oh, can we not? Because
that's a whole other thing.
We start counting down the days. Every time we have a podcast.
Can we not do that either?
Every time we have a podcast, we're like, 54 days, 53 days. But I think that's it from us, isn't it?
I think it is.
Anything you want to add, Shalika?
No.
Oh.
This was great.
Thank you for listening. We'll tune in next week, probably Friday. We always say probably Friday because I'm always like unsure of
it will be
or not.
Friday.
But we'll see you next Friday for another Coffee and a Cry.